Hello everyone, namaste. Lily here, the founder of Nature's Blessings with nature's-blessings.org. And I welcome you to Cosmic Vibes. Welcome to the spirit world. And today's show is going to be about money and the energy of money, the spiritual energy of money, the belief systems about money, and the relationship between money or abundance and chakras or energy centers. So what are your beliefs about money? Because if you live in poverty mentality, your sabotaging thoughts and beliefs are really preventing you from achieving your true purpose, operating from your highest consciousness, from your highest level of your excellence, of your brilliance. And the beliefs are not right, beliefs are not wrong, they're just opinions. And in fact, they are very, very strong opinions. And the more we hold on to these strong opinions, the more and the stronger the beliefs. So the most important thing to understand your relationship with money, to understand your relationship with abundance and prosperity, is to actually understand your beliefs. Your belief system may be your most powerful and amazing friend, or maybe your worst enemy. That's why understanding is necessary, is crucial. So in order to understand your beliefs, you must first ask questions. Because the thing is, if you need an answer, if you need understanding, if you need clarity, you need intelligent questions, high vibrational questions. For example, in this case, relationship with money or relationship with your abundance is, what abundance means to you? So really ask the question, what abundance means to you? And another powerful question would be, what are your beliefs about money? So what are your beliefs about money? And then you can go and actually dig deeper and look into your parents' beliefs and habits that they had when you grew up. So beliefs and thoughts and patterns and habits about money. So just describe them. Take your time and really write in a journal and start channeling that information from your highest source, because each and every one of us has that intelligence. And when you do that, you really get in touch with your intuition, with your higher self, and you understand and you have clarity about what's blocking you, what's preventing you from really moving forward in your life in the direction you actually want. You can go and dig deeper and actually write non-supportive beliefs, write about your fears you have in the past regarding prosperity, regarding abundance, regarding money, wealth, or other people. Because you might think that your beliefs are actually serving you and are doing good, but in reality, you manifest, different. So when you ask these questions, like, hidden beliefs might pop up, like, I'm not worthy, I cannot do this, I'm not confident enough, I'm a failure, and I'm afraid, and so on. So what it does, it really locks you in a prison, and it's a prison of your own mind, and you really need to do something about it, and you really need to spend time with yourself, and with your thoughts, and your beliefs, really. This is what I noticed working with people and from my own experience. There are three types of people. And number one is like money-oriented people, which are really obsessed with money. They operate from the lower energy centers or chakras, which is the first three energy centers, the root chakra, which is the base of the spine. It has to do with material world and groundness and stability. The second chakra is the sexual chakra or creativity. And the third one is the solar energy, which is the center of your power, manifesting. But the thing is, like, if these chakras are not balanced properly, then you may be obsessed with money. Or on the contrary, if they are closed and you operate from the upper energy centers, and this is the spiritual people that operate from the throat center, the third eye, which is the brow, and then the crown chakra, which is connection with the divine. So when they operate from these high vibrational centers, what's happening, it's like they completely ignore the money. They don't want to have anything to do with money. They don't want to hear about money. So I was in this category of people for quite some time, thinking that, you know what, in order to be spiritual, you don't have anything to do with money, which is not really true, because the thing is, you're doing yourself a disfavor, and you are not really helping the world. And the answer here is to really align, balance, and harmonize the lower chakras with the upper chakras. And it's funny, because the bridge between the lower chakras and upper chakras is the heart center. And the funny thing is, the heart center has the color green and the money has the color green. So it's really interesting here. So for spiritual people, it's a great idea to start operating from the lower centers and really ground yourself and accepting the energy of abundance in your life. Otherwise, you really do a disservice to the world and yourself. For the money that, for the people that are stressed about money, I mean, actually more obsessed about money, it's like, really make peace with your lower centers and start operating not only from lower centers, but start actually awaken the upper center, the spirituality in you, and merge the lower energies with upper energies through the heart. And actually, it's very simple here. The answer is to really open the heart, really open your heart. Now, a lot of people that have problems achieving success or abundance have a blocked root chakra. The root chakra is responsible, the base of the spine is responsible for manifesting abundance, for manifesting success. And the way to really awaken this chakra is to ground yourself, to be rooted, to connect with the earth. Now, the second chakra is also related with money, and the second chakra is below the navel and is related to sex. And quite a lot of spiritual people don't want to hear about sex, don't want to hear about money. And how you awaken this chakra is by letting your emotions come to the surface and really, you know, kind of like acknowledge them. It's like, ask questions. What frustrates you about the energy of money? What frustrates you? What's your struggle? And let those emotions surface and understand them, acknowledge them, and work with them. Change their vibrations, change their energy into something powerful, and declare to the universe what you really want. Affirm what you really want. Affirming or declaring is just stating the truth. And it's the truth about yourself, what you feel, what feels powerful to you, and what feels real to you. And the thing is, the more emotion and the more volume you actually add to your declarations or your affirmations, then you really release old energies and old belief system and really invite new empowering belief systems in your life. Let me give you a few examples of declarations and how to release and change the vibration of the old energies. For example, I release old energies that prevent my success. I release old beliefs, stagnant beliefs about abundance, about money. My inner world creates my outer world. I choose abundance. My intention is to create abundance. I am abundance. I know the power of abundance. I deserve prosperity. Just keep affirming them, keep declaring them on a daily basis and work with them. They're very, very powerful. But as I said, add volume to that, add emotion. And this is your second chakra, that's its emotional chakra, that really works with this kind of declarations. It's very powerful. And in fact, it's a combination of the second and the third chakra, because the third chakra is the core, the center of your power. And it's a combination of that. And then when you add the heart center, you make it even much stronger, much more stronger. Like, I like to place my hands on my heart when I declare these things, because it comes from my heart as well. It comes from my power, my solar plexus, my second. It actually comes from all the centers. But I want to give you some hints here how to really come from your all being, come from your cells, come from your essence when you really declare to the universe what you really want. Yeah? So it's very, very interesting and very powerful. Also, don't be afraid to ask for support. Your angels are so ready to support you and assist you. Ask your spiritual guidance for help. Ask your divine, ask God to assist you, to help you. There is so much help out there. You just really need to ask. That's all. It's very simple. Be grateful for what you have in your life and not what you don't have in your life. Because this way you'll manifest more of what you have. Gratitude is one of the best ways to manifest abundance in your life. See the world as abundant, because if you open your heart, the highest purpose of money, and just open to it and think money as a form of appreciation and a form of support and a form of actually serving others, helping others to empower other people, then you have a different filter about life. Because the thing is, the old systems that are based on greed are collapsing. That energy of materialism and greed is changing, is transforming in the highest, into the highest consciousness. There is a mass awakening in the world, and the physical level needs to really be in balance with the spiritual level. I mean, it's got to be a harmony between that, between those two. Because when you create your abundance, you can help others, you can empower others creating their own abundance. And when you have money, just bless them and support actually the conscious businesses that really help, you know, help the world. Choose who you support and who you give money to. So ask yourself, where are you operating from? Upper centers, lower centers, all centers, including your heart center. So see what kind of work you need to do. What do you need to release? Ask questions. It's very important to ask questions in order to have intelligent answers. So never let your doubt win. Keep a positive attitude. Keep a open heart towards abundance, towards money. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. You can find us at www.natures-blessings.org. And until next time, I wish you abundant blessings. Namaste.